SBS Radio.
The federal government outlines it's focusing on short-term measures when it comes to financial assistance amid the coronavirus crisis. It comes after News Corp reported the Morrison government is planning to permanently increase the baseline job seeker rate by $75 a week. The unemployment payments have been temporarily doubled to $1,100 a fortnight during the pandemic, but will revert back at the end of September. Social Services Minister Ann Rustin insists no long-term changes have been proposed.
What I can say about the story that was written today is there is no submission to the effect that has been reported in the paper that is currently before me or I'm aware of. And given I'm the Social Services Minister, you'd like to think that I'd be aware of it. So it's factually incorrect. And right now, my focus, as the whole government's focus is on, is to help Australians to get through this pandemic. We want to work with the states to get the economy open, so jobs are recreated so we can get people back to work.
The opposition is accusing the government of being unclear about the future of JobSeeker. Labor Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney says people who rely on the payments are concerned.
There are over 2 million people on JobSeeker in Australia. It has more than doubled since the beginning of coronavirus, and we don't know what the future is in terms of the numbers. Scott Morrison needs to be absolutely clear and stop playing cruel tricks on people with mixed messages about JobSeeker.
Labor is urging the government to raise payments for unemployed Australians. The payment scheme was formerly known as Newstart. Education spokesperson Tanya Plibersek says the pre-pandemic rate of $560 a fortnight was inadequate and did not allow people to live with dignity. Ms. Plibersek says providing income security to low-income earners will help boost the economy.
If we increase Newstart, that means in every community right through Australia, people have more money to spend in their local economy. So we know that people on low incomes will spend that low income, but they will be providing jobs for other Australians when they do it.
Welfare groups in the business community are backing calls to permanently increase the benefits. The Australian Council of Social Service reveals there is only one job available for every 12 people on JobSeeker. Chief Executive of ACOS, Dr. Cassandra Goldie, warns the numbers of jobless people could skyrocket after at least 6,000 Qantas staff were recently axed. Dr. Goldie says the doubled payments have made a huge difference in allowing people to afford basic necessities, such as fresh food, rent and bills.
I think everybody knows in their heart, including the Prime Minister, that we cannot go back to the brutality of trying to live on just $40 a day if you don't have a job. We need to make sure that JobSeeker is increased permanently and that it's enough.
The Council of Small Business of Australia is pressuring the federal government to increase unemployment benefits by $100 a week. Chief Executive Peter Strong says the support will help people find work sooner.
If you're unemployed, and there's a lot of unemployed, it's quite a stressful place to be, and we want those people to be focused as best they can, to be motivated and focused on getting a job and being trained and retrained. And to do that, you've got to have your head settled. You've got to know that at least you can put food on the table and pay the bills that you have to pay so you can concentrate on getting a job and getting through it.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is due to deliver a mini-budget on the 23rd of July, where he will reveal details about JobSeeker. The update will also include the fate of JobKeeper beyond September, after a review of the wage subsidy scheme was recently submitted to the government. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.